Patients at a Dublin-based company which conducts liver scanning procedures have been informed of a significant data breach affecting the company's email system. RTE has learned that the company, Liver Wellness, wrote to customers last month to say that their email account had been hacked by someone who then wrote to customers asking them to share sensitive personal information. In emails seen by this programme, the company told patients that they were treating the issue very seriously and that they'd notified the Data Protection Commission about the breach. Our reporter John Burke has been giving me the background to this story.
Liver Wellness is a private health screening company. It's based in South Dublin, and as the name suggests, it specialises in scans and tests on patients' liver function. Now, the privacy statement on the company's website gives us some indication of the sort of work that they do and the patient information that would pass between the company, its customers and GPs. And it includes some highly sensitive information such as patients' medical history, patients' family medical history, what they call medical social history. So that's perhaps a patient's history of alcohol use, medical information provided by GPs, and then test information that the company itself would carry out. So quite sensitive material that the company would hold on customers.
Now, the company wrote out to customers about the data breach. What has it told them?
They did. They wrote out in mid-October, according to information that we've seen. And what they said to customers at that time was that it had come to their attention that there had been unauthorised access to the Liver Wellness email account. And what they said was that customers received an unauthorised email request requesting personal data. So what they're saying here is that essentially someone took over the company's email address, hacked into the email address, and then sent out these fake emails to patients purporting to be from the company requesting personal data off the customers. So the question really there is how many people responded, thinking they were responding to the company and provided sensitive personal data. It's very important to say here, we're not saying that hackers accessed the core data that was held by the company, but that they used the company's own email address to request data. So it really comes down to what patients sent back to this fake email. So they went on then to send another email a couple of days later to say that they had taken steps to make sure that there was no further unauthorised access to their email system, that they were certain at that point that there had been no further unauthorised access, and that they had reported this to the Data Protection Commission.
And do we have any idea of how many customers might have been affected, how many got the emails, how many responded to the emails, as you say, with sensitive information?
Well, we have been in touch with the company Liver Wellness in an attempt to get their comment on this and to get a sense of the scale of patients affected. Now, as of this moment, they have not replied to those queries from RTE. We haven't had, as I say, a response from the company, but we have had a confirmation from the Data Protection Commission that they were notified of this breach. And what they have said is that they are now currently engaging with the company to see what information they can gather about this data breach of those patients at Liver Wellness, this South Dublin-based liver scanning company.
That was our reporter, John Burke.